Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes. Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
This is every team. This is the NFL. So this is what happens when you play a 17-game season. And it just so happened, back half of the season's when it caught up to us a little bit. And, you know, we'll get some of the reinforcements back at some point. But until then, we got to hold down the fort. And so that's what we'll do.
That is Ben Johnson after the game yesterday. And it usually does happen in the NFL. But man, yesterday was something. No starting linebackers. And at one point, Jonah Jackson goes down and Luke Newman you're seeing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After he had been seen in the I formation a little bit, obviously in the secondary, the massive amount of shuffling that's gone on, including yesterday when McLeod had to come in for Tyreek. Still no Jalen Johnson. It was chaos on the depth chart, but not chaos on the field from the Chicago Bears. It's Spiegs and Anthony Herron on the Spiegel and Holmes show. I want to play this from the morning show, Ant, and then get your thoughts on it. And I think it speaks to something you've been dying to discuss. This is Brad Biggs this morning with Mully and Haw talking about something that Tyson Bagent mentioned to him kind of in passing this week. And Brad started thinking about it.
I had a conversation last week with Tyson Bagent. We were talking about running scout team cards in practice, okay? And he sort of steered the conversation to this idea that Ben Johnson and his staff do a remarkable job preparing backups to play, to be ready. And not him specifically, just overall. And as I'm watching the game yesterday, and they've got Jackson and Ogbang Bamiga at linebacker after Hippolyte had gone out. They got dudes missing in the secondary, and you know, the left tackle situation popped up. And then, what do you know, Jonah Jackson spends, you know, the second quarter in the locker room. I'm thinking, you know, maybe Bajent's onto something here. Maybe they do have a way of keeping things so competitive for the reserves that they can step up and make plays when called upon.
What does that look like, Ant? You've been on NFL rosters. What does it look like to keep things competitive, to do things in a way that makes the backups more ready than another team might have them ready?
It's about detail and forcing yourself as a coach, forcing the players who are not only the starters, but the players who will back them up, the players who are in that meeting room with them, to operate with a depth of detail, the fundamentals of their position. And it matters even more once you get to this point in the season where you haven't been padded up in practice for a while and you're not going to pad up in practice virtually at all for the remainder of the year because so many guys get banged up and because the product that's on the field on game day matters so much. And as you go back to years, and you know, for the years, I think I've been talking Bears in this town for like going on a decade at this point. Of course, grew up following them closely. But for this stretch of Beardom, the main issue I've had for so much of the conversation that we've had in this city about quarterbacks and first round picks and all these guys who haven't turned into great players here is that it's okay to draft traits. But then at some point, the onus is on the organization, especially with the quarterback, because that's the most prominent spot. But at a certain point, when the player doesn't pan out, it's too simplistic to just say that guy was a bust, to just say that guy didn't pan out. Because when the guy comes from college football and gets to the National Football League, you've got to develop the talents that are there. You've got to put those individuals in positions to succeed, and you need to train them. You need to nurture that skill set that's there to make sure you're going to maximize their potential here. And the Bears have struggled with that through multiple regimes, multiple administrations, haven't gotten the most out of young players that they've drafted, young players who they signed off of other practice squads, to get guys who can achieve, who can succeed over any extended period of time. And we're in the midst of a season right now where it feels like there's more of a developmental focus for this squad. And hand up, I was really encouraged with the thought that Matt Eberflus might be that guy, even though I've never known anyone to describe Matt Eberflus as some sort of an X's and O's guru, but just as kind of a football traditionalist.
Yeah, and a teacher.
Believes in hard work.
And
yeah.
A fundamental teacher, right? A teacher
right.
of fundamentals. I get it.
Yes. But to not have that play out on the field because he was so ineffective as a head coach. And so the development arm of the roster top to bottom never came through because the players just frankly didn't believe in him as an overall leader of the organization. Now you've got a head coach, coordinators, and a staff of assistants in place that coach the game in such detail and are consistent with the way they demand those details and those fundamentals and the preparation for situations. And all those things apply to not only the starters, but the backups on this team too.
And that's why you're seeing it. No, I love that. And there's some basics too. I love that when Luke Newman had to come in and play left guard, he'd already played fullback in the I formation. He's already right. like, all right, well, yeah, I've been in this game. Okay, yeah, I'm good. Listen to Ozzie Trapillo after the game. And we could talk about him in some more detail, and I'd love to, and watching the tape really helps you talk about an offensive lineman. He graded out extremely well, but Caleb also got rid of the ball really fast by design and did a good job doing that, so it can be hard to tell. And they didn't run the ball as great as they have at times, so you wonder if Theo's better as a run blocker, a tackle as well. But either way, Ozzie Trapillo had a really, really good day representing himself at a left tackle position that we had been led to believe he could not play at least at this point. But here he was doing it yesterday, and he talked about learning while he had been used in the jumbo package all those different times in previous weeks. Here's Ozzy.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps, especially, you know, moving around, motioning, things like that. You know, I think it helps a lot being right in a left-handed stance. You know, sometimes it's pass, sometimes it's run. So I think it helps me kind of acclimate in a way.
That's just a small thing, but like, talk about getting a guy comfortable in the NFL, believing that he can just line up and know what the hell he's doing, and then he's got to go out there and do it yesterday. They've done that with a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys who've gotten a little taste of action and then have earned more, like Luther Burden. Luther Burden has earned more time, and he's still a work in progress as you watch him. He's still developing, but we're seeing it happen, aren't we?
We're seeing him develop in that way, and the main concern that anyone had about Luther Burden specifically in the draft process was when he doesn't have the football, that his focus would wane, that he didn't stay locked in, that he wasn't an effort-based player if he wasn't the one with the football, if he wasn't the one who thought he was going to be one of the primary options to get the football. But again, and Antoine Randall-El, having him as a position coach, and we know Jameson Williams and having him and those talents in Detroit, but a personality that could maybe be a bit immature at times. And he has been able to turn Jameson Williams and helping that development and him becoming a stud for the Lions in that system and what they developed there. And Luther Burton's skill set is different than Williams, but as far as a personality and a guy who needs to focus on the details of his position and learn and commit to what it's like to be a professional, to be at your peak on such a consistent basis, then he's got a position coach and a head coach slash coordinator who demand that of him and everyone else around him. So now everyone knows that there's a recognition for what you have to do to succeed with this staff. And what I love from the game yesterday is that there was one play where Luther Burden was blocking his tail off in the open field, and I believe it was a Kyle Manungai run.
Yes.
And then the very next play, here he came on a glance route over the head of the linebacker. So that no block, no rock, say, like, hey, great block. Here's the rock on the very next play after that. I'm confident, and I hope someone asks Ben Johnson about it the next time he addresses the media, because I am confident somebody saw that. Antoine Randall-El lost his mind about some great block Luther Burden made, and Ben Johnson in his head said, you know what?
Let's get him that rock.
He earned being the primary guy. Let me get the ball to this dude because he is locked in on this drive right now.
And then Ben schemes the primary guys wide open. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. One more a defensive replacement I want to highlight in a minute, but we're continuing to take your phone calls and read your texts. Here's Jamal in Tinley Park on 670 The Score. Jamal, welcome in.
How you guys doing?
Great.
And to your point about development, I think the most exciting piece for me is, like, this isn't a Ryan Pace, high-priced, aging veteran push for the playoff. These are, like, first and second-year players. When you think about Caleb and Rome and Luther and Ozzy and Loveland, like, so when you think about adding Ben Johnson to that mix and all of this happening in the first year, it just excites me to maybe have some sustainability moving forward with the Bears.
Yeah, no, it's a great call. And that's the dream, is that you develop together and you grow together. And it's enhanced by the fact that you enjoy working together. And that's happening. I mean, like, the soft factors, whew, it's hitting me in the feelings corner. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely love that, man. I'm driving back from Madison, Wisconsin, and I unlike you, actually, I love to listen to the various shows on the station here on the Odyssey app or the Audacity app, whichever one you
thank
prefer
you
to call it.
Audacity, so thank you.
Yeah, so I'm driving back after calling that game between Illinois and Wisconsin. And
yeah.
All right, I'm starting to drag a little bit. It's very late at night. I had a primetime game. Let me turn on the Audacity app so I can make sure I'm going to listen to some of the guys on the station. I turned you guys and Olin on, and when Olin talked about the Spiegel feelings corner, I lost my damn mind. Yeah. I was howling.
That's as good as anybody's ever given it to me. I deserved it in full, and that man gave it to me. Like, I knew it was coming, the Spiegel feelings corner. I knew it was coming, but then he gave me a great answer tucked in there in the middle, didn't he?
Okay.
You heard it. He gave me a great feelings answer tucked in there.
Oh, I completely tuned out after the Spiegel feelings corner. I have no idea what he said next. I was too busy chuckling.
That's the genius of Olin. This is Matt. Right. From Belvedere. Matt from Belvedere, you're on The Score with Spiegs and Ann Heron. What's up?
How you guys doing today?
Great.
Just wanted to call in. This was my Super Bowl game. If Rodgers played, I'm kind of happy he didn't, but we got the victory. And my question is, with the Caleb Williams, his throws are kind of high. I don't hear no one talking about it. Is it because we're just not getting those turnovers? Or we got any concern about that? But I just love that we're winning.
Yeah, no, the concern on Caleb's accuracy, hell yeah. There's all kinds of concern on that. There's understandable concern on that. He is a growing and developing quarterback, and he did a very nice job in bouncing back from that. But, you know, it is an amazing stat from Kevin Fishbane earlier today on Twitter, okay? Caleb Williams has been under 70% in seven different games. The Bears are 7-0 in those games. All other teams this season, when their quarterback throws below 60%, are 26-58. They have a 3-10 winning percentage. The Bears are 7-0 when Caleb completes less than 60% of his passes. That, my friends, is probably not sustainable. You know, that's one of those things that I know you are what your record says you are, and we started the show with that, but it is a little bit of a conundrum on some of the stuff, and quarterback accuracy is one of the things. He's not throwing interceptions. He's not ending up with interceptions. Sometimes on the deep balls, I think that's by design, that he makes sure not to throw it, you know, so close that it could be an interception. But there were some yesterday where he was fortunate not to have an interception. Right, Ant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the caller could go back on the Odyssey app. We were having that discussion a little bit with Kurt Warner in the previous hour of the show here also, just to try to work through some of the things that Kurt is seeing, because he's evaluating Caleb on a weekly basis for this show. And he, you know, loves watching quarterbacks all over the league, of course, anyway. But mechanically, it's one thing, and Kurt broke that down in detail for us. For me, part of my impression of where Caleb is at in his development right now as well, because the inconsistency with accuracy is certainly there, and it's apparent. But as Caleb is working with Ben Johnson and sort of retraining and Ben kind of reprogramming Caleb to a certain extent, there's a combination there. There's Ben reprogramming Caleb, but there's also Ben Johnson accepting and receiving what Caleb is as a playmaker as well. So yesterday's game wasn't necessarily Ben putting Caleb in playmaker position. It was Ben tasking Caleb with operating from the pocket,
yes,
and being precise and consistent. And so those inconsistencies showed up more. But we also saw a version of Caleb that had a lot of really nice moments from the pocket as well. And it showed up in the stat you mentioned earlier, where that was his lowest time to throw of any game so far this season. Well, I didn't even realize. You know, I thought maybe the Dallas game, or there'd be some other games early in the season where that was even more consistent, mm-hmm, with him not holding the ball. But yesterday's game being that, I even take that just as more tangible evidence of a sign of that. But when you think about the idea of having to think, having to process, and how that can slow you down in your comfort and overall just playing free. And I can get into Montez Sweat a little bit later today when, mm-hmm, we're together again tomorrow. That's a part of what I'm seeing with Montez Sweat, is a guy who's playing more free now and comfort in the system, and everything that Caleb has to diagnose. And he's never in his football journey been tasked with being as precise as Ben Johnson is trying to require him to be right now. So we're watching the growth, and it's just kind of an aggregation of marginal gains where you can watch things on a weekly basis and say, there's an element that Caleb's better at. There's an element that Caleb's more comfortable with.
Yes.
And to me, the accuracy is on the way with those other elements that we're watching.
Yeah, that's well said. It's a slow and marginal growth, but it is happening, and it requires patience. And I have struggled with that patience sometimes this year. Even in wins, I have struggled, yeah, you know? But yeah, I saw a lot of progress yesterday. I mean, that second half, but also just the way that he ran a couple of different things, and we can get to one of them in a second. But first, this is Caleb asked about his accuracy in the post game yesterday and how it improved during the course of the game.
Mentioned some frustration with your accuracy.
Yep.
When you're in a funk like that, how do you pull out of it?
Yeah, you next play mindset, and then from there you just got to go out there and execute.
Sure.
Is it footwork or what?
Today, I just in the beginning, it didn't feel like I got into a good rhythm. I was missing passes and it was it was kind of weird. It was just I wasn't too frustrated like the couple weeks ago where I was just missing and I got supremely frustrated and things like that. I understood and I wrote on my notes for myself to stay positive for myself but also the guys and I think I did a solid job with that this week and just was missing and it was. Like I said, on passes and routes that I've been hitting the past couple of weeks and been pretty good with. And so, we'll figure it out. We'll go back and watch and figure out why.
Let me just say, respect, Caleb, for letting us in on the growth and like the need for the positivity to yourself within the game. I think any of us listening and thinking about it can relate. Sometimes within a radio show, within a work day, within a life, whatever. Like, oh man, I'm starting to beat myself up here. That doesn't work. So whatever it takes for him to do that, and he's saying specifically it was different than 2 weeks ago. I mean, the kid is evolving and developing.
Real time.
Woo,
it's
man.
In real time.
Isn't that like the most important thing we're looking at with him too? Because we know there are going to be some inaccurate throws and some ups and downs, but how he responds to those is the most important thing.
I think it probably is. It probably is right now. And I do believe he can get more accurate as he gets more comfortable. I've always believed that's the truth about quarterbacks, but we didn't see it happen with Trubisky. But I remember specifically that conversation. Oh, yes, accuracy will improve as he gets more comfortable. Did not happen with Mitch. I want to believe that it can happen on a human level, and I do believe it can happen with Caleb. But yeah, I mean, I thought that's awesome. And did you see him on the sideline? And there was one time they cut to him on the sideline. His eyes were closed. He was trying to have like a quiet, seemingly like a mindful moment or something, or just slow down his breathing, something like that.
I remember seeing the shot you're mentioning, and I was trying to figure out, were his eyes actually closed or was he just looking down at the tablet?
Yeah. Was it just down?
Both.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Both.
It might have just like, been
I,
down.
In my mind, I ended up deciding he was just looking down at the tablet. But maybe he had his eyes closed and he was in a deep, thoughtful moment as well.
One more quick thing. This is J.J. Watt on a screen pass to DeAndre Swift that Caleb Williams did something very important on.
Man, the patience by Caleb Williams here to let all these rushers get all the way up into his face before letting this ball go right behind him to Swift. And look at all that open space in front of him with a couple offensive linemen leading the way. Gorgeous play design and great execution by Caleb Williams holding that ball for the extra second with the pass rushers bearing down on him.
Hey, man, we've talked about it all year. Give him respect for holding it that extra bit. There were three dudes in his face. They didn't end up hitting him, but he, like, spun away from them. And, like, I'm sure he was convinced he was going to get hit, but he waited as long as he needed to and just lofted it over the top. So we're seeing the growth in real time, man.
One of my favorite poems is by Rudyard Kipling called If, and it begins, "If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, and the chaos that's there throughout a football game with those 22 bodies all padded up, running into each other and flying past each other, and there is nobody on the field of those 22 bodies that's under more duress, both physically and mentally, than the quarterback. And so that chaos that's constantly there for the QB, they're the one most tasked with trying to contain it and control it and execute in the face of it on a snap in, snap out basis with 11 angry guys, most of them big and ugly like me, trying to figure out, how do I either eviscerate this guy physically or how do I confuse the mess out of him so he coughs up the football and gives it to us? And for Caleb, his way at every other stage in his development of mastering that chaos has been the physical. And we're watching Caleb Williams try to develop the tact to be able to defeat the defense consistently with his brain, with his mind, even as much as he's capable of doing so with his body. And it's not an automatic overnight thing. It is not the period at the end of the sentence. We are nowhere near the end of Caleb's development. So the fact the Bears are 8-3 and there's so much ground for this young quarterback to still cover should be really exciting to people.
Good stuff, and just another Rudyard Kipling reference in Chicago Sports Talk Radio. You know what I mean? So tired. So much Kipling everywhere you turn.
That's all over the text line. Too much Kipling.
No.
Had enough of the Kipling.
More Goethe, less Kipling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.